Hey, what's up? It's Sunny Chat with Kakarki Girl. And up on today, let's get down to the nitty gritty. I've been just trying to come on here and talk about social current events. You know, I leave the random topics I talk about to my blog. But I want to come on here and talk about the things you guys want to hear. And so much stuff has been going on. But I refuse to come on here and talk about the Kardashians and Jordan. Jordan, I'm with you, baby. But I'm not going to come on here and talk about that. But Khloé, word of advice, how you get them is how you lose them. But that's all I'm going to say. I feel like the Kardashians are overexposed. Like, come on, I'm sick of them. But what I really wanted to get on here and talk about was Cohen, Michael Cohen. Cohen. Listen. Oh my goodness. I didn't go to work. I took a day off. Needed some time for myself. And I was so disappointed because my soap operas normally come on in the noon. And it was interrupted because I had totally forgot about Michael Cohen's testimony. So I kind of was forced into watching it. But I was not... Oh, what's the word? I was not left... Like, he left nothing to the imagination. It was good. It was good. Cohen did not come to play. And you know, before I even get into details, I'm going to say this. I don't think he's lying. When I listen to this man, I look into his eyes. Like, normally I don't pay any attention to this politician stuff, Trump. I definitely don't pay any attention to him. Because I don't get involved with all these politics. Because it's like, I feel like all of them are lying. They're just liars. But listening to Michael Cohen, I was on the computer working, and I just had to stop what I was doing and listen to this man. This man is defeated. He has nothing else to lose. I believe him. He's telling the truth. I really do feel like he's telling the truth. I feel like, you know how you do something bad with your friend, and you get caught, and now you realize, I don't fucked up now, but my friend's scot-free, or what you thought was your friend because your friend's not taking you back. This is the situation going on. He has nothing to lose. So I believe everything he's saying about the man, because Trump is a bad person. And it's like, the more stuff comes out about him, the more his supporters are backing him. He's still in the White House. They will not impeach this man. Nothing this man does, they will impeach him. It's ridiculous. Okay, so, you know, like I said, it was very personal. Michael Cohen got into personal details. He's going to do time anyway. So, voila, you know? I believe him. So, he sworn in testimony on Wednesday, which I believe was February 27th, to the House Committee, Oversight and Reform. And listen, he, you know, I feel like he gave very vivid details about Trump. He called him a comment, a cheat, a racist, a revere. His words was blunt, didn't hold nothing back. Against the president of the United States. Oh my goodness. He even offered new details into the Trump world, as they like to say, that Trump directed him to lie about hush money payment to Stormy Daniels, which was the adult film actress. He said that the president's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., Donnie, and the chief financial officer of Trump's company, Alan Weisselberg, they made the arrangements of those payments. Cohen also said that the people around the president were involved in persuading Mr. Cohen to change the date he gave about when the discussions for a Moscow-based Trump Tower project ended during the 2016 presidential campaign. And president's lawyer, Jay Sekulow, said that was a lie, but I feel like it was true. But Cohen basically said he was a fixer for Trump. I don't know if you guys know what a fixer is. A fixer is you fix things for people in high places. And yeah, he fixed a lot of things for this man. He now regrets those things he did for him. So, you know, even though Cohen said a lot of stuff that holds weight, he didn't really give any real proof about the president's collusion with Russia. That's the only thing. I think that's what they really wanted, but he didn't. So, but Mr. Cohen's testimony and documents could be more damaging than what Trump would want to let on. Cohen basically said the president knew of the payment that he made to Mrs. Daniels. This was before the election day in 2016. It was an effort to like shut her up about talking about the sexual encounter she had with Trump. And at the president's direction, he procured a home equity loan to pay Mrs. Daniels $130,000. But the Cohen also gave the committee documentary evidence a copy of the check, which was dated August 1st, 2017, for $35,000 from Trump's personal bank account that had Trump's signature. So the check was one of 11 installments that the president made to reimburse him. So, and Cohen said on numerous times that the president directed him to lie about Trump's knowledge of the payment to Mr. Daniel. So, I think it's obvious that, you did sleep with this lady and you tried to pay her off. But the only thing they haven't really made a conclusion about was Trump's possible conspiracy with the Russians. They still don't know if that's true or not. Cohen testified that Trump, and at least on other occasions, asked questions about negotiations over the building, the Trump Tower that was supposed to be in Moscow. That's about it. Trump, Moscow negotiations throughout the campaign and lied about it. Trump lied about a lot of it, Cohen said in his opening statements. So Cohen, said that Trump did not explicitly instruct him to lie about the matter, but he understood the president's directions without specific words. So basically Trump told him, but in cold words, and he understood what Trump was saying. You know how we talk to our friends. Cohen offered little bits and pieces of information to keep the Russia issue very much alive, but it's not enough. I don't know. Cohen basically admitted to being a fixer, fixing things for Trump while Trump's hand stays clean. I do believe what he said about him. Cohen, believes he helped Trump's character. He saved him. Cohen also mentioned that besides the payouts to Mrs. Daniel, Cohen also offered an assessment of Trump's character and basically saying he's a bigot. He talks about African Americans. We know you're racist. Trump boasted about inflating assets when it served him, about understanding values when it helped to lower his taxes. He also carried out orders from Trump to tell constructors that Trump was refusing to pay them the money owed for their services. Then Trump also said that Trump told him, why did you avoid Vietnam with the medical deferment? Trump said, you think I'm stupid? I wasn't going to Vietnam. Oh my goodness. And it's crazy, so many veterans support him. But Cohen did offer one piece of evidence that people said that Trump was seen in the elevator hitting his wife. Cohen basically said he doesn't know of that, but I do feel like Trump could be possibly abusive to Melania. I get that vibe from them. So that's just my opinion. It's not law. That Cohen, the Cohen testimony was good. Let me know if you guys watched it. What was your feedback on it? Also, Cohen tried to warn Republicans that they were likely going to be a supplicant to Trump. And they questioned him by saying, why should they listen to a man convicted of lying? So all the questions fell apart. People basically said Cohen was lying. But I do think Cohen was telling the truth about, him being a fixer for Trump. I believe it. Even though we didn't really get down to the nitty-gritty about the Russia situation, but I think he's telling the truth. Let me know what you think. SNL, did a spoof of Cohen. I almost feel bad for this guy. He got caught up, and now he's being punished. And now it's like, but Trump is really the bad guy, and nothing's happening to him. So, that just makes me look at this world we live in. Like, what world are we living in? Like, this is crazy. Not to say Cohen is innocent. He shouldn't, do the time if he did crime. But Trump should be right there beside him. I truly believe that. Let me know what you guys think. Leave your feedback. Did you see the Cohen testimony? Do you think he's lying? Do you think he's telling the truth? I think he's telling the truth. The man, he is over for him. I feel so bad for him. I kind of feel bad for him. Like, his eyes, it looks so pitiful. Like, just sadness there. But this is Sunny Chat with the Cracking Girl. Let me know what you guys think. I'm signing out for tonight. Bye.